Good evening. Here are this afternoon's main news stories, brought to you by rtltoday.lu. Starting with COVID, the latest figures from the Ministry of Health show that 549 new infections were confirmed over the last 24 hours, this from 2,351 tests. Three new deaths were also reported, bringing the total in Luxembourg since the start of the pandemic to 979. Staying on the subject of COVID, the two organizers of the demonstrations against the COVID-19 measures in Luxembourg City, Jean-Marie Jacobi and Peter Freitag, had their first appearance before a justice of the peace in Luxembourg City on Tuesday morning. The two men are accused of not having respected the sanitary measures in force during the demonstrations, such as the obligation to wear a face mask or physical distancing. They are also accused of having used technical equipment to amplify speeches and play music, which is in violation of the regulations of the municipality of Luxembourg City. A substantial increase in cases of missing minors has been observed in Luxembourg for several years. Between 2018 and 2021, these cases have increased by almost 50%. The police reported 347 cases of missing minors in 2018, a figure that rose to 512 in 2021. It should be noted, however, that these figures refer to missing cases and not missing persons. For example, if several minors from the same household go missing, this is reported to the police as one case. These disappearances also include young people who have run away from home or from their household. The authorities also did not provide any official statistics or details of the reasons why some minors disappear in Luxembourg. Prince Andrew and his accuser, Virginia Giuffre, have settled a sexual assault lawsuit for an unspecified sum, according to a court filing Tuesday. In a letter sent to a New York judge on behalf of both parties, Giuffre's lawyer, David Boyce, wrote that they have reached an out-of-court settlement without disclosing the financial terms. As part of the agreement, the British royal will make a substantial donation to a charity established by Giuffre that supports sex trafficking victims, Boyce said. Giuffre has said that she had sex with Andrew when she was 17 and a minor under US law after meeting him through the US financier Jeffrey Epstein, who committed suicide in prison 2 years ago while awaiting trial for sex crimes. And finally, Ukraine said on Tuesday evening that the sites of the country's defense ministry and armed forces, as well as two state banks, were hit by a cyber attack that could have Russian origins. The announcement from Ukraine's communications watchdog comes with the former Soviet Republic fearing a possible attack from Russian forces conducting massive military drills at its frontiers. You can find the latest updates on this situation in our dedicated Ukraine live ticker. That's it for this evening. For more on these stories and the latest news, head on over to rtltoday.lu.